السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين المكين الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال الله تعالى في شانه وحبيبه ونبي الأعظم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لبيك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا حبيب الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، all praises are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Choicest blessings and salutations upon the best of creation, mine and your master, the master of the entire creation, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his noble family and illustrious companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'een. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the opportunity to gather yet today for Salatul Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our attendance, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower upon us with divine mercy. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Once again, let us present the gift of salawat in the shan of our master, our aqa, our nabi, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is not just the day of Jum'ah, but today is the day of Maraj al-Bahrain. Today is the day wherein the two oceans have met. What are the two oceans? The first ocean is the day of Jum'ah, the day which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have deemed to be Sayyidul Ayyam, the lead of all days, the day of Jum'ah. And alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that on this day as well, on this day of Jum'ah as well, it is the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, Maraj al-Bahrain, the meeting of the two oceans. The day of Jum'ah as well is the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, about which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, that ma min yawmin akthara min an yattaqullah fi abdan min an-nari min yawmi Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the most amount of servants, the most amount of servants, is on the day of Arafah. Because on this day, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pour their hearts out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that on the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts the du'as of the servants. In the plains of Arafah, Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was asked that, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ud'uni astajib lakum. Call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will answer and accept your du'as. But Fuzail bin Ayyad rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was asked to provide some wisdom behind his statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Arafah readily accepts the du'as of the servants. On the plains of Arafah, Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, he gives an example and he says that when so many people gather at the court of a king, when millions of people gather at the court of the king, sometimes because such a large number of people have gathered at the court of the king will not turn them away. Because so many people came to his court, the king won't turn them away. Fuzayl bin Ayyad rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the king of this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of this world and the king of all kings. And when so many people present themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the plains of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not compelled to accept the dua. But because so many people are pouring out their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the plains of Arafah throughout the entire globe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the duas. The day of Arafah, that people they gather on the plains of Arafah, on the mountain, on the land of Arafah, pouring their hearts out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala readily accepts the du'as. And this does not deprive us as well. We should take full use of this opportunity. Pour your hearts out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees the most amount of servants. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said regarding the day of Arafah, those who have fasted on this day of Arafah, those who have not fasted, inshaAllah, next year. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said regarding this day of Arafah, that person who fasted on the day of Arafah, this day, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the sins, as-sinatu allati qabla, was-sinatu allati ba'da. That all the sins that person carried out and committed in the previous year, and all the sins that person carried out and committed in the future year, the year that is going to come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all those sins due to the barakah and the blessings of fasting on this day of Arafah. This is the excellence, my dear Islam, regarding this day of Arafah. When you speak about the day of Arafah, Allahu Akbar, on the day of Arafah, we've heard about the khutbatul wida, hajj khutbatul wida, the final sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sermon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to masses, sahaba kiram in the thousands, on the day of Arafah, in the last hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And I want to read the English translation of the khutbatul wida of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, the sermon in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave to masses on the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam sat on his blessed camel and climbed the mountain of Arafah. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is addressing thousands of sahaba ikram. The first word Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the khutbatul wida, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we have, it is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be it the house we have, be it the cars we have, be it the money we have, the wealth we have, all through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the closest state a servant of Allah, abd, will ever be to his creator, the closest a servant can reach proximity to his creator is in the state of sajda. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do it in the state of sajda. For this is the closest a person can reach proximity to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam initiated the khutbah by saying, Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, this is the English translation of the khutbatul wida. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, O people, ayyuhan nas, lend me an attentive ear. For I know not whether after this year I shall be amongst you again. Therefore, listen to what I'm going to say very carefully and take these words to those who could not be present here today. This is the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam initiated the khutbah al-wida on the day of Arafah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on the mountain of Arafah. There are thousands of people around listening to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is addressing the people. Ayyuhan nas, O people, just as you regard this month, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, this day, the day of Arafah, the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, as sacred. Just as you honor this month, the day, the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, so too regard the life and the property of every Muslim as a sacred trust. Our life and the life of every single Muslim, regard it as a sacred trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam says, return the goods entrusted to you to their rightful owners. Hurt no one so that they may hurt you. We complain, why is it me? My family, everything is going smooth in their life. Why me? Why am I being tested? Hurt no one so that they may hurt you. Fulfill the obligations to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we may have a smooth life. You know, we complain. But how particular are we in fulfilling the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is educating us in this first part of the khutbah that ensure that every single person upholds human dignity. The way we want to be treated, we have to treat others in a better way. Reflect on every single word and on every single action we carry out, how it will affect the other. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is educating us, be aware of your actions when you deal with other people, not only Muslims but also non-Muslims. Be aware of your actions and of your words you emanate from your mouth when you deal with other people. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, ayyuhan nas, O people, be aware of shaytan. For the safety of your religion. For shaitan has lost hope that he will be able to lead you astray in big things. So be aware of following shaitan in small things. This is very deep what Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has made mention about. That people say, we are Muslims. I'm a Muslim, I accepted Islam. Nothing can divert me. Nothing's going to misguide me. I'm a Muslim. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is saying, shaitan has lost hope in leading you astray in the big things. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, be aware of the finer things. Shaitan was more focused in misleading you in the finer things. Jealousy. We are jealous of our brothers. We have malice towards others. We backbite about other people. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he said, shaitan lost hope in misguiding you in the big things. But be aware of the finer things as well. Focus on the finer things. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala an, when it was his time nearing his demise and his son was reading the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And something very important we should remember, that when a person is on their deathbed in Sakarat, then we should not say read the kalima. We should not instruct them read the kalima. Because in that state a person is in a very sensitive state. And if we say read the kalima and due to their state they said I'm not going to read, it will affect the iman. So when a person is in Sakarat, we should read the kalima. And through the barakah of us reciting the kalima, they will also recite the kalima inshaAllah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, he is in his final stage in Sakarat. His son is reading the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala,
He says, not yet, not yet. Not yet, not yet. The people hear this, the Imam of his time, the Imam of Sunnah, instead of reading the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, not yet, not yet. The son asked his father, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, that, oh father, I'm reading the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you can hear and you can also recite the Kalima. But you are saying, not yet, not yet. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala, he says, I'm in Sakrat. He was in Sakrat. And he says, I can see Shaitan. I can see Shaitan. And Shaitan is telling me, you have now escaped from my claws. And I said, not yet, not yet. Even at the time of Sakrat, Shaitan is there to mislead us. Ahmad ibn Hanbal says, not yet, not yet. And just before he could take his final breath, he recited kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, be aware of Shaitan. Shaitan does not focus in misleading us in the big matters. But be aware of all the finer details, jealousy, malice, backbiting of one another. Be aware of these things. Protect yourself and guard yourself from the whispers of Shaitan. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, Ayyuhat nas, O people, it is true that you have certain rights with regard to your wives, but they also have rights upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and addressing the men folk, that Ayyuhat nas, Ayyuhar rijal, O men folk, remember that you have taken your wives in the trust of Allah, under the trust of Allah, with the permission of Allah, and in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have taken your wives under the trust of Allah, in the name of Allah, and in the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fulfill their rights and ensure the women folk and fulfill their rights to their husbands. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, listen to me in earnest. Worship Allah alone. Perform all your five daily prayers. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Give your wealth of zakat. And perform hajj if you have the means to do so. The five pillars of Islam. Give your zakat. Distribute and discharge your zakat. You know, if every single Muslim discharged their zakat according to the correct etiquette and the correct mannerism in Islam, there would be no poor person today. In the time, in the khilafah of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when zakat was collected from all the Muslims, zakat was collected from all the Muslims and gathered in Medina al-Munawwara, and when the zakat was distributed to the fuqara, to the poor, it is mentioned in narrations, authentic narrations, that all the zakat was distributed to the poor to such an extent where there was no poor to receive any more zakat, yet there was still zakat in surplus. There was no more poor, but there was still zakat. If every Muslim were to discharge the zakat according to the correct mannerisms in Islam, there would be no poor person today. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is emphasizing that uphold all the five pillars of Islam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, all mankind is from Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. We are all from Adam alayhi salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Adam alayhi salam is from soil. You are from Adam and Adam is from soil. What does this teach us? That our forefather is Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying that Adam alayhi salam is created from soil.
So what do we have to boast about? Our originality, our root, our source is soil. So what do we have to boast about? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is saying, an Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab. Nor does a non-Arab have any superiority over an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, and a black has no superiority over a white. What is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam teaching us? That every single person in Islam is equal. Superiority is not based on the expensive cars we drive. Superiority is not based on the bank balance we have in our accounts. Superiority is not based on the mansions we stay in. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, that one Muslim can attain superiority over another. They are basis, they are means. And that is, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. That is based on our taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Hajj teaches us. We are in the days of Hajj. This is what Hajj teaches us. That when a person goes for Hajj, what do they see? When a person goes for Umrah as well, what do they see? Some people are millionaires, some people are billionaires, some people are faqir, some people are poor, some people drive expensive cars. People from every ethnicity, every background, everyone is wearing the same garb. When it is time to go to Mina, everyone goes to Mina. Time to go to Arafah, everyone goes to Arafah. What does this teach us? Every Muslim in Islam is equal. Islam does not look at your bank balance, does not look at the cars, does not look at the house to give you superiority. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you superiority. But that is based on your taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On how obedient a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam terminates the khutbatul wida, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that, remember one day, ayyuhan nas, you will appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will have to give accountability for every single deed and every single action. So be aware and do not stray from the path of righteousness after I leave this world. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave us very pertinent advice. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, hold on firm to the Quran and the Sunnah. Hold on firm to the Quran and the Sunnah. Hold on firm onto the Quran and Sunnah. For this is your means of salvation in this world and in the Akhirah. And this verse was revealed during the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, Khutbatul Wida. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this day, our deen, celebrate this day, honor this day, revere this day of Arafah. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Yawm, today, the day of Arafah, the day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the final sermon. This day is the day of Eid for us. This day is the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed and perfected our religion. Al-Yawm, today I have perfected your religion. I have perfected for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. And I have approved for you the religion of Islam. Today, the day of Arafah, pour your heart out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honor this day. For this is the day our deen Islam was completed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the ability to understand what has been said. May Allah give us the ability to make amal upon what has been said. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallillahumma ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to Maulana Ahmad Raza for the beautiful Jummah discourse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and hidayah. Brothers and sisters, the Eidgah times for tomorrow. Takbir commences 6:45. I'll repeat, takbir commences 6:45. Thereafter, lecture at 6:55. That's 5 to 7. And the namaz will be at 7:15. Quarter past 7, tomorrow morning on the car park, the Eidgah. Please carry your musalla. Fajr azan is 5:30 and namaz 5:45. Please remember QIS in your Qurbani meat distribution for our outreach projects and distribution to our zakat recipients. This is an important information. Brothers, there is a car, particularly on a Jummah, that parks on the driveway. We humbly appeal to you not to park there because it causes an obstruction for the brothers leaving after Jummah. There is plenty parking around, so please ensure that you do park in a parking spot, that you do not obstruct any other vehicles. Jazakallah. You can read your sunnah. Thank you.